A warm welcome, everyone, to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're excited to have Mr. Erik Sigmund with us today, the President and CEO of Preferred Dental Technologies, which is a Canadian developer of various evolutionary and disruptive technologies in the dental implant industry. The company is listed on the Canadian Securities Exchange with ticker symbol PDTI. Erik, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome.
Yes, hello, and it's a pleasure to be able to speak to you about our company and to your audience.
Okay, perfect. Now, Erik, as this is our first look at Preferred Dental Technologies, could you give us a brief overview of the company and its core activities?
Certainly. Preferred Dental Technologies is a publicly traded Canadian technology company, and we specialize in innovative and practical solutions for the dental industry. Our centerpiece technology is the EAS series of components, which are for the custom design of dental implants, and that's one of the fastest growing sectors when it comes to dental treatment. We've also more recently launched PDT Wellness, which is a line of organic CBD products meant for the dental office. As a public company, we are able to leverage our strengths into bringing these products fully to market in order to increase our shareholders' value as we begin the transition from a pure R&D company to full commercialization.
It's clear that your evolutionary accessory system, or EAS, is your star product. What makes it stand out? What makes it so different from your competitors out there?
Well, put simply, our EAS series of components allows dental professionals to provide superior-looking dental implants with less time, less cost, and less stress involved in the process. Dental implants are widely considered to be the best treatment option for a patient with missing teeth. Yet despite this, many complications remain for a dentist or dental technician to try and get around. Our components are used to design what's called a dental abutment, and that is the part of the implant which acts as the critical intermediary between the artificial root or implant body, which is surgically implanted into the jaw, and the replacement teeth that they're connected to. It's essential for an implant for it to succeed, for the abutment portion to be precisely aligned within the mouth. And the more teeth that are replaced, the larger the case, the more complex this problem becomes. Failure in this area can result in pain, increased risk of medical complications, mechanical issues, breakage with the implant, and a visually unappealing result in what's frequently a very expensive process for the patient. Our system solves these issues with an elegantly designed multi-component system that's very easy for dental practitioners to pick up and start using with their existing equipment and skill set. In fact, with the progress we've made during the past year, our system is really the only one that bridges the ever-increasing range of manufacturing techniques that are continuing to develop in the dental space. Our system has been designed to allow these abutments to be assembled by hand or digitally with milling or even 3D printing. And bridging this gap between all of the technical methods currently in use, no other system gives this kind of control over case design to the dental professional. And with dental implants being a lifetime investment, the easy-to-remove nature of the EAS series allows easier maintenance, cleaning, hygiene, and repair for the patient's peace of mind. As more and more research starts to show that proper oral health has implications far beyond the mouth, the ability to ensure that these things are well taken care of by the dentist is more important than ever before.
Ah, okay, that's very good to know. Now, how well is your EAS system protected by patents?
Well, certainly protection of our core system has been a key focus of Preferred Dental Technology. And as we've continued to develop new spin-off designs and applications, we've pursued an aggressive campaign of patent development. The system and its offshoots are being protected by patents, both issued and pending, across North America. And we're also pleased to say that we've recently received approvals from the latest round of patents from the European Patent Office. This allows us to protect our system in key markets such as Germany, France, the UK, etc., all major dental implant markets in Europe. Further, we're also pursuing patents for Brazil as we see huge potential there as part of our international development.
It's good that this revolutionary technology is fully patented. Even better, though, is that it also received FDA approval, right?
Yes. Well, it's important to be clear here in what we're talking about. First, we have to be clear that an approval is not the same as an endorsement, rather that the FDA uses various categories to gauge how much risk a device potentially carries for the patient, and that they feel that a product has benefits which outweigh the potential risks, and only then is the product cleared for sale. So with that in mind, due to the very low risk of our components, we are indeed FDA registered, and we do all of our manufacturing with FDA approved facilities.
And how big would you say are the markets for EES in the regions where you already received regulatory approval?
Yes. Well, every dental implant case performed by a dentist requires an abutment, and in fact, many cases require multiple dental abutments. More teeth means more platform which has to be covered, and each of these dental implants requires its own abutment. According to the American Academy of Implant Dentistry, there are 500,000 new implant patients each year in the U.S. alone. Most of these will in turn require multiple dental abutments to complete, and this yearly number doesn't even include the millions and millions of existing patients requiring repairs, replacements, or expansions on existing implant work, and all of these may require additional abutments. So having said that, estimates vary, but it's expected that in the U.S., the dental implant market will reach over $4 billion U.S. by 2019, with global growth reaching approximately $9 billion U.S., driven by an aging population, the fact that there's still a low relative market penetration of implant treatments, and an increasing number of dentists every year starting to provide this procedure for their patients. High single compound annual growth rates are also expected for the foreseeable future. This really is a sector in healthcare that is really booming and growing.
Okay, good to know. And how will you market this product, and when can we expect first results?
The key we feel is in developing good relations with our clients, and as such, we have prioritized developing our sales representatives who are already experienced in the dental space and who have trusting existing client bases, which they've been servicing for years. We know that when a dental professional takes a look at our system, they're always excited by what they see. But the challenge becomes, how do you get the system in front of these decision makers who are often swamped in the office and don't necessarily have time for every new face arriving at their door, bringing new product, no matter how innovative. Therefore, we're pleased to say that our new trained sales reps are all well-regarded veterans in their field with existing relationships in the dental space, and this will greatly speed up the process of getting the EAS series of components in front of those key decision makers in the dental labs. Additionally, we are affiliated with a dental laboratory in Colorado, which can manufacture cases for dentists who may be intrigued by what they see, but want to see it hands-on with people used to working with the system first before further committing. With this laboratory, in addition to providing cases, we can also provide our sales reps and clients continuing education, training, and product development. We plan on targeting existing dental labs, too, in particular, the ones that do the majority of case assembly. Your dental labs are the ones that create the crowns, the bridges, dentures, and all of the mechanical equipment that goes into a dental implant case. A well-established dental laboratory can service 5, 10, or even 15 dentists, allowing us to reach a wider audience faster through targeting these dental technicians and using the dental laboratories as centers of influence. We're expecting the first sales in the U.S. shortly, with our sales team already hitting the streets. And additionally, we have some developments in Brazil that we're very excited about.
Ah, well, that's just fantastic. And can you give us an idea at what price the EES system will be sold?
Right now, dental companies fall into two general categories, the ones which we might call the value brands that offer copies of existing technologies at deep discount, and on the other hand, the premium companies. And these are a handful of global major players who continue new product development, but with that, they also command premium prices. Our prices vary somewhat depending on the size and material used for a specific abutment, but in general, on the market, a basic titanium abutment can go for up to $170 US, and custom abutments can command as much as $600 US a piece. Our precious metal components go for around $240 US, depending on what type and make it is, and that makes us very competitive. In fact, part of our strategy as a company is to position ourselves as what we call a value plus company. Due to our lean, very efficient business model, we can offer prices which are very competitive with even the discount-focused competitors, while at the same time, we can provide new technologies and innovative developments that the value-focused companies can't offer. We really are unique as a company in this way. As an example, we're currently developing non-precious metal alternatives for our system, which will provide both additional choices for treatment for the dentist and patient, but will also allow us to provide even more competitively priced options while doing so.
Not only is the timing of this interview ideal because sales reps are now on the streets in the United States, but also because a well-known dentist has started using your EAS system in Brazil. Can you share some more information about this and also about the importance of Brazil for your technology?
Absolutely. Brazil is actually the third largest dental market for implants in the world, behind the United States and China. And almost 15% of practicing dentists worldwide actually reside in Brazil. It's a huge opportunity and a huge potential market, and we have been very lucky to be able to work with a few dental professionals from Brazil. And upon reviewing our system, they've been incredibly excited by the potential our system offers, specifically for the Brazilian market. The ability to create amazing results without the need for very expensive equipment is particularly attractive to the Brazilian space. In fact, let me read to you what one of the Brazilian dentists had to say about our system while reviewing it. He said, "In seeing this full mouth restoration, my immediate thought was in using the EAS series. Having been reviewing the system, this is an excellent situation to take advantage of the system's unique features." And as a result of this, this Sao Paulo-based dentist is working on using our system in the new year, planning a case study which he then wants to promote to his fellow dentists in various Brazilian dental groups and attempt to get the case study published.
Wow, well, that's excellent news. Now, in terms of manufacturing capacity, what has Preferred Dental done to ensure it will be able to meet demand?
Because we obviously have full control over design and intellectual property, we have a fair amount of flexibility in the manufacturing. Right now, we currently have our product manufactured in an FDA-approved, ISO-certified plant in Wisconsin. However, in the lead-up to full manufacturing, we utilized other U.S.-based plants for prototyping, small runs, etc. And as such, we can potentially manufacture our components in three different facilities in the United States should demand require as we continue to scale up.
And about a month ago, you announced the PDT Wellness Initiative, an organic pharmaceutical-grade CBD product for dental offices. What can you tell us about these products and their target markets?
The reality is that when most people think of the dentist, no matter how professional and how talented they are, pain and anxiety are often foremost on people's minds. And in light of this, Preferred Dental was proud to announce PDT Wellness, a line of organic, full-spectrum, pharmaceutical-grade CBD products with the dentist's office specifically in mind. We're currently offering soft gels and tincture formats with a wide range of dosage amounts. As you no doubt know, the most promising area of the growing body of CBD research is in precisely the areas of pain and anxiety management. Further, this is particularly timely because with growing awareness of the current U.S. opioid epidemic, the American Dental Association is taking a very strong stand in changing dentistry's role in contributing to this very serious problem. CBD solutions such as the PDT Wellness line can offer dentists new, far safer tools to aid in treating their patients' complaints. We plan on focusing our efforts on the dental space with our sales representatives, but we're certainly open to expanding beyond that space. In fact, once others start to see the testimonials of dentists and dental patients, testimonials the public will see as coming from a high-pain, high-stress-associated market, we think this will carry a very powerful brand message to other potential customer bases.
Okay. And when will the new CBD products hit the market?
We've introduced these products to our salespeople, and we're currently ready to ship orders as of right now. We expect them to start beginning to hit the streets at the start of the new year, beginning our push. So this initiative is fully ready to go.
Fantastic. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the other key executives of the company?
Certainly. I actually have a very long history with both dental labs and with the EAS system. In fact, it was my father who invented the original core technology. He was a European-trained dental technician who operated several dental labs in Canada and was very highly regarded in the field for his technical prowess. I guess you could say that when he saw everything there was to see when it came to dental implants and was frequently called upon to provide solutions to the most challenging cases which no one else could handle, the idea was born. And I, in turn, grew up in this lab space, and when my father passed away a few years ago, I worked with Preferred Dental Technologies in developing this system for mass production and modifying it for new emerging technologies like digital design and 3D printing. I'm very passionate about the system, and I'm not just on a professional level, but a very personal one, excited to see this system enter the market. Other key board members include Dr. George Gale, our chairman, and a man with many years of public company expertise. He's overseen several public companies and has been invaluable in guiding us through management and regulatory issues. We also have Mr. Camille Panette, our CFO, and Mr. Panette has 32 years of experience in the banking industry, as well as himself having been an entrepreneur in a number of private ventures. Mr. Panette brings a very strong financial guidance to the company. For day-to-day accounting, we have Mr. John Schillinger on the board, and Mr. Schillinger is a practicing accountant who's run his own management companies and has held numerous senior positions in other private companies, and his wealth of administrative knowledge has also greatly aided in guiding the company to its present point. Finally, we've been very privileged to work with a first-class board of advisors. Some of its members include Dr. Igor Prasoon, who's an associate professor and head of the Division of Prosthodontics at the Faculty of Dentistry at the University of Manitoba. Dr. Prasoon is a published expert on dental implantology. And another member of note is Dr. Rodrigo França. Dr. França is an associate professor at the University of Manitoba and head of dental materials research. He has PhDs in both dentistry and metallurgy, and that makes him a real powerhouse. He's also been published widely and is in very high demand for conferences on dental implants and dental materials globally.
Before we go, what would you say are the most important catalysts that investors should look out for at Preferred Dental in the coming quarters?
Obviously, the most important development that we have right now is that we are transitioning from an R&D company to full commercialization. We've built a very capital-efficient business model in going to market. We have no need for major capital expenditures, having outsourced such things as manufacturing, storage, order fulfillment. And in fact, we expect that with what we have in place, we can handle up to 300 customers before requiring any significant increases in staff. With our sales representatives reaching out to dental offices in the United States and ramping up in the new year, we're hoping to announce revenues very shortly. And with a single dentist doing one case a week with the EAS, we estimate needing only 50 repeat clients to be cash flow positive. And that 50, keep in mind, is out of a pool of almost 200,000 dentists in the continental U.S. alone. Additionally, the sales reps will be reaching out to the dentists and technicians, not just with what we feel is the most innovative abutment system they've ever seen, but with the full line of PDT wellness products. CBD opens an entirely new angle for us as a company, and we obviously have our eyes on the successful launch of the EAS and PDT wellness lines. But as we say, we're providers of innovative and disruptive technologies to the dental market. With the connections that we've made in research and education facilities throughout Canada and the United States in developing our system, I'm certain there are plenty more surprises yet to come. And with groundbreaking new products, amazing margins on our existing lines, and our truly unique position as an up-and-coming value-plus offering in the dental space, I really do feel that we're one of the best-kept secrets out there.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we appreciate your time and insight. We'll certainly continue to follow Preferred Dental Technologies as progress, and we hope to have you back in the future for an update.
Very much appreciated. It's been a pleasure speaking to you as well.